Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah. Here comes Blake Proud. Blake Proud is here. He's brought some curry. You better get here in a hurry. Oh, yes. Welcome, Blake Proud. How are you, sir?
I was going to say, you should probably just pre-record that, but you customise
it. I customise.
Every time.
That's what I do. That's what I do for you.
Can't pre-record perfection, can you?
Exactly. No one else gets a custom intro every week, Blake.
Every single time.
But also, no one else brings us food. So.
And
great.
I cooks like
tell
this
you what,
it
the studio smells amazing. How have you been? Before we get to the food, how
good.
Are you? How's
good.
Everything going with the little
awesome. I'm feeling just my whole life has been rejuvenated.
Aww. Stop
Aww.
It. You made me cry.
So good.
Because you're hanging
so
out
cute.
With us.
It's like, yeah, still hanging out with you guys. That's well, so good. Like I just can't wait to get home every day and pick up my baby girl.
Oh,
it's
and
so
say
good.
Hello. Did you miss me as much as I missed you?
Yeah. And then she just stares at me and bobbles her head around.
Yeah, just goes, give me food.
Yeah.
Oh,
much.
Well, that's where everyone says that to you, Blake, everywhere you go. Give me food, Blake, because you come up with
right.
some great ideas.
That's right. Yep. Just add another one there now. So.
Oh, yes. Yep. Well, like I said, the studio actually smells amazing. And it looks to me like you have brought in something that has
smells
about
like we're in Bali.
My four favourite things ever.
Oh, there we go. I hit the jackpot.
Like,
Leon,
I'm not even joking.
Dan.
See, Dan made a special request.
I did.
I completely just threw that out the window.
Well, no, it's similar. So we were sitting
in... You inspired this.
We were sitting in a staff meeting yesterday, and I get a text from Blake. He said, what do you want for breakfast? And I went, oh, I don't know.
That's a dangerous question.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm really on a Bali trend at the moment, trying to make some things get in motion. Let's just leave it there. And I was like, how about some Nasi Goreng?
Yes.
And he said, done. And I went, bang, bang.
Awesome.
And then,
that was literally the exact conversation.
The exact conversation. And then this morning he gets in, he goes, look, I hear your Nasi Goreng. And I said, I got something better.
You said, no, I've thrown it out.
It.
I'm not doing that.
I can
else.
See it and it's looking
so
good.
So what happened? We have to listen to the feedback of the listeners.
Hey, that's true.
And we get massive requests for vegan food and gluten-free food.
We do. Yep.
And so that's kind of played into this as well. So this is fully plant-based.
But what happened, though, because you were going to look at Nasi Goreng and then something happened. You went and had a look through some...
Yeah, so I've got, just cookbooks with sticky notes everywhere and I've got, just folders and shreds of paper everywhere with just recipes and menus. So I've gone to my little kind of Indonesian, Southern Asian...
Yep.
section.
Yes.
And I'm just pulling through all my notes and I thought Ella had prepared a list of recipes for me to take a look at and I'm like, what a good girl.
Oh, how good is that?
What a sous chef.
What an assistant.
It wasn't Ella. It was my old hen.
It's past
writing.
Blake.
And so, yeah, it was like a past menu that I'd written for a cook I was going to do.
Right.
And I was kind of reading through it and I was like, oh, wow, I haven't rehashed these recipes for so long.
Amazing.
And then I saw this particular one and I got really excited. So,
all right, well, tell the family and then we'll come back to tell how you've made this because it smells amazing. What is it?
Okay, so this is like a Balinese potato curry.
Oh, guys.
Sorry, say that again.
This is a Balinese potato curry.
Oh, my
goodness. Wow. Okay, guys, you're going to want to hear about this one. This is going to be awesome. We'll be back soon.
E is for Blake, L is for likes, A is for apples, K is for cooking,
cooking.
Cool cooking.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're talking...
Welcome
everything.
To English class.
English class. We are not talking about English, we're talking about Indonesian this morning.
Oh my goodness, this
and what
is
was it?
Amazing.
It's a what did you call it?
I called it a Balinese.
A Balinese potato curry. We've eaten it.
It is
we've eaten
so
some of
delicious.
It during the song, and I'm going to have some
it
more.
It doesn't
right
sound
now.
That exciting when you say potato curry.
No,
it sounds actually pretty random.
No, but the look of it, you can just see it's like that Indonesian style cooking with
it's
the.
Super vibrant.
Yes.
Oh, so
and the
vibrant.
The flavor is
yeah. And so
out
it's not like an Indian curry, so it's less spices and more floral. And fragrance in there.
Yeah. Okay, Blake. And you did say it's also vegan and gluten-free. So
it
for
is.
People who are looking
it's
at
not
us...
not flavor-free, I'll tell you that much.
You can use this as a main or a side.
Yes.
All right, go for it. Tell us how you made this deliciousness.
So this is 500 grams of peeled and diced potatoes.
Yep.
Uncooked. So they don't need to be cooked to start off.
Okay.
Now, the key is to make the spice paste or the herb paste first. So you get one medium shallot or... half of a big shallot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Four garlic cloves, some red chili, ginger, turmeric, and lemongrass.
Oh, yeah.
And some kefir lime leaves.
Oh, yeah.
And you finely chop them and then put them in a little herb blender or a little mixer or something like that. Mm-hmm. Just combine them into a nice fine paste. Get a big wok out. Put some grapeseed oil in there. Love grapeseed oil because it's really neutral, has a really high smoke point. Fantastic oil. Right. If you don't use it, use it.
Okay.
What does that mean? A high smoke point, as in like you can get the hottest before
really
it smokes?
Hot and then doesn't start bellowing out smoke. Okay. So if you put like olive oil in a wok, it's going to get really smoky and smoke your house out, whereas grapeseed oil can go up like another 100 degrees or so.
Rock and roll.
Wow.
Yep. So put the paste in there and kind of give that a cook for sort of 10 minutes, 8 minutes, just to really cook the paste, because it's still raw once you've made the paste, so you want to cook it to draw out all the flavour.
True.
Put in a can of coconut milk, add in all your potatoes, put in a teaspoon of salt, a teaspoon of coconut sugar, and a tablespoon of coconut aminos, which is basically like a fermented coconut liquid, which imitates fish sauce.
Oh, so it's, that's
tastes
the vegan-y
and smells
thing.
Quite similar.
Okay. Yep. And you can get these from most supermarkets, but if not,
Asian
stores.
Should be available. You'll be in the health food section.
Okay. Yep. All right, cool.
Love it.
And then cook that down. So leave that for about 30 minutes. And you want to cook that down to, I guess, your desired consistency. So I like it really thick.
Yeah.
So it really coats the potatoes. So that took about 35 minutes, 40 minutes.
Yep.
And then once it's cooked down, you want your potatoes as well, like not to fall apart. So you want to be able to press the fork in them.
Perfect.
Yeah, you don't want mash. You don't want mash.
You don't want mash, yeah.
They're the perfect consistency. Yep.
Mm. And so the potato cooks in the liquid. So kind of like how you normally boil potatoes.
Yep.
This time we're just doing it in the actual curry sauce.
Amazing.
Turn that off the heat. Let it cool down just a little bit. And then when you serve it, toss through like a cup of freshly chopped mint. And basil.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Yep.
There's some mint and basil in there. Yeah.
Ah.
And then when you serve it up, a squeeze of fresh lime, sprinkle of roasted peanuts on the top, and
all
away
day.
You go.
Oh, all day, Blake.
Yep.
All day.
Bob's your uncle.
Blake, all
Bob
day
Bob was my uncle.
Perfect as a main
just
dish.
Amazing.
So we ate that on its own last night, and it's absolutely perfect. But we're talking before off air.
Yeah.
Like a whole steamed fish or like a poached chicken or something like that would just be absolutely perfect to pair with this dish.
If you wanted, like you could do, like if you've got family who go, where's the meat? You know, because there is always some families that go, like, that's just,
where's
the meat?
Hey, don't use that voice. Don't use that voice, vegan. You'd be nice to people like
no,
that.
No, I'm just saying. Because I can hear my husband going,
where's the meat? Oh, yeah, because that's what Tim sounds like.
He does.
Oh, where's the Tim, the sweetest man on earth?
I reckon if you put this in front of Tim,
he'd hammer it.
Oh, he'd love it.
And he would even forget that he wanted meat. He would just
be like,
you know what? I want more.
See, the thing I find why people miss meat is they miss the texture of, like, sinking your teeth in. Whereas
feeling
that,
like something's
the potatoes
solid.
Are such a good consistency and texture.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah. But
how much
can
we talk about a potato?
I was going to say rendang.
I know, right?
I was
going
to say a rendang would be really good with it.
Stop it.
That's the voice.
Oh, stop it. Rendang. See,
that's what
where's the meat? That's like, I got the rendang. Anyway.
The rendang.
That's exactly the same. Wow. This
rendang
is
a different curry?
Family.
It's different curry, isn't it? It's not meat.
Are you family,
lamb.
This is amazing. Like,
it's so
amazing.
Good.
Please try this. And I'd love for you guys to let us know when you do try it. Send the pictures through, send your review through, and let us know how it went.
Let me know. Tell me if my recipes are
any
good.
Make Blake proud.
That's
make him proud, guys. Make him proud. Anyway, all right. Well, hey, look, the recipe's going to be on the line later today.
Yes.
And we got photos of it on the socials, and oh, my goodness, it's just a good
time. This is a good one.
This is a great one. Yeah. Well done. And, that definitely, if I was going to choose anything, that for brekkie, fantastic.
Oh, yes.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.